What's your favorite sports team? Where was your mother born? Why these secret questions you answer to recover passwords are insecure. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Remember last year when a hacker got access to Vice Presidential candidate Sarah Palin's Yahoo email account? The intruder guessed the answer to a secret question Yahoo used to help users regain a forgotten password. In the Palin case, it was, "Where did you first meet your spouse?" In a research paper being presented at a computer security symposium in Oakland, California today, researchers from Microsoft and Carnegie Mellon University argue that secret question mechanisms are insecure. The study involved 130 people who use webmail services from Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, and AOL, all of which have secret questions for password recovery. The first problem with secret questions, according to Stuart Schechter of Microsoft Research, is that mere acquaintances can guess the answers too readily.
It was previously known that significant others could guess or very frequently get the answers to secret questions. What we wanted to do is find out whether it was actually possible for people you knew but wouldn't necessarily trust with your email password to guess them as well. And we found out that about 17% of the time, someone you wouldn't trust with your email password would be able to guess the answer to one of your questions within the usually allocated 5 guesses.
Another problem you talk about in your paper is that people tend to forget the answers to their own secret questions. How big of a problem is that?
It's a pretty significant problem, in part because many of the questions are about preferences. Who was your childhood hero? What is your favorite TV show? And these things change. And we have people who have had Hotmail accounts for 10 years. So if you had a webmail account for 10 years, your preference may have changed. And other things that were at one time fact, like who was your employer, would have changed as well. So while some things don't change, many others do. And even if things don't change, like where was your mother born, you may not know whether it was Brighton Beach, New York, Brooklyn, New York, New York, New York City. There's many different ways you could write that answer, many different levels of specificity, and you only get a fixed number of guesses. So the problem exhibits itself in many ways.
Are secret questions so flawed as a means of authentication that they ought to be abandoned? And if so, what's a better way to do it?
Alternate email addresses are great, so sending password reset instructions to an email address, those work really well. Other options would be sending an SMS message with a special code that identifies the user if you already know their mobile phone number, having them provide a list of friends who can authenticate them. Many people end up writing down their password or their answers to their secret questions. So if they're going to do that anyway, there are ways we can help them have something that's on a printed sheet that's a better secret than a secret answer that's written down, say by printing out a sheet with a number of codes where we can ask them for a code off that code sheet and then ask them to put that in a safe where that they can get to in the event that they need to get into their account that they've lost their password. So there are a number of other promising options on the horizons, but they're not fully studied and not fully implemented at this time.
Stuart Schechter is a researcher with Microsoft. For a link to the study on secret questions, visit futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.